Hey, you're, all right, how should I start this? What do you think?
I think you already did.
Yeah?
Just like gonna, that, just, yeah. Just an uncomfortable start. Why would you, what do you think, your listeners don't even, now they'll listen. Now they'll be like, what the hell, that was weird, uncomfortable, good.
All right, that'll be good, because I'll be like, hey, and here's the interview, and then it'll be me again saying, hey, I'm here with Robert Kelly.
Right, there you go.
Okay, so that's the start.
There you go.
Okay, so, right off the bat, you're a regular on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
Would you ever go on Stern?
Yeah, dude, if my career was big, yeah, they don't care either. You know what I mean?
No.
If I had to promote a movie, yeah, you'd have to. You have to go on Stern. I mean, look, Stern and, you know, I love Artie. I love all, I listen to Stern. I like Stern. I mean, I'm just an O&A guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go on that show and Opie and Anthony and Norton and all the guys. I mean, we're all friends and it's kind of our hang and they've made it very comfortable for guys like me to just go on as you.
Yeah.
But, you know, so would I try to get on Stern? Nah, not really. I don't think so. But it doesn't mean I don't. I listen to Stern.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I listen to Opie and Anthony. Ron and Fez. I love Ron and Fez. They're fucking awesome. One of my favorites.
I don't get the I just have Sirius, so I don't get the Opie and Anthony. But.
Right, yeah. No, I love any type of stuff like that I love. I'm a fan of people who are talking about legit shit and
yeah.
Being funny about it, but being serious about it. So, yeah. If I had to promote a big movie, not that that's ever going to happen. No, I'm joking.
Why aren't you working on a movie with Bill Burr?
Me, Bill Burr, Joe DeRosa actually wrote and filmed a short movie called Shooting Angles.
Oh, okay.
It is finished. It came out amazing. We got a lot of shit for it, but it came out amazing.
Is it going to be on TV?
Or? No, it's going to be in the festivals.
Oh, okay.
It's
cool.
Only 18 minutes. It's a short. Oh. So it's going to be in the festivals. We're entering into a bunch of festivals and we'll see what happens.
Great. So what's that about?
You have to watch it.
All right.
You know what I mean? It's only 18 minutes. If I tell you what it's about, you won't watch it.
I'll still watch it.
You have to watch the beginning because it's kind of like a tricky thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, but I'll let you know when it comes out.
Eve.
It's going to be online.
You're going to have a new thing on Comedy Central, Comics Anonymous?
Yeah, that's a show that Mike DiStefano, who's a recovering drug addict, alcoholic, you know, got three of us comics, Rich Voss, Jim Norton, and me, who are recovering in the 12-step program, and we did a comedy show about it. I mean, it's not all about drugs, you know, or, you know, food or alcohol or whatever. We tell jokes. You know,
okay.
I do a lot of...
So, like, did you write specific material
well,
for it?
Well, I have, if you know, you watch my set tonight, the fat stuff at the beginning is
yeah.
It's about being addicted to food.
Yeah.
You know, that's my addiction in my life now. I'm recovering off of 24 years of drugs and alcohol, but I'm still battling food and,
mm-hmm.
You know, not sex anymore because I'm married, so that's dead. My wife killed that.
Kind of awkward. She's, you know.
She's right there. Yeah, she's on her phone. She doesn't care. She knows
okay.
It's true. Right? I can't even jerk off in the shower anymore. That's a no-no. Right, baby? Nice talking to you.
Oh, so...
wow.
Now, you've got like a really great...
Go ahead, I'm kidding.
You've got a great relationship with Dane Cook.
I do? Fuck that. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. No, he has never had alcohol or he claims
no.
That.
Never. Never seen him. I've known him for 18 years, 19 years. Never seen him drink. Never seen him use drugs. Nope. He's got, you know, he loves food like me, too. You know, he's got a lot. You know, we both can. Dude, one night on the plane, we were on a G4 Learjet flying to a gig. And we just did a show in front of 19,000 people. Me and him. And we stopped at McDonald's and got three large fries each, two quarter pounders each, a shake, and 10-piece McNugget.
That's
what I'm saying?
Great.
We're on a G4. I mean, this is like millionaires doing business, and we're just shoveling fat food while watching Terminator 2 on the plane. And then we passed out in a food coma halfway through the flight. Ugh. Yeah, so
that's great.
No, he doesn't have drug addiction and alcohol, but definitely some food.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, gadgets. I'm addicted to gadgets. I have every gadget like you, Stu.
Yeah.
I know exactly what your dumb mic is. And you're like, how excited did you get?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you have $3 on you're gadget addicted.
That's
son
right.
Of Gizmodo son of a bitch, right? Like
yeah.
Your Mac. You got the app that records everything.
That's right.
How many times did she go, "You don't need it"? I said, I'm going to get my wife a shirt that says, "You don't need it."
Yeah.
That's all she says is, "You don't need it." I know I don't, but it's a friggin' phone that does 720p video. I don't need my flip anymore. I'll sell it to the people in a restaurant.
So, oh, man. So, yeah. Now you just got off a tour with Dane Cook and Al Del Bene.
Del Bene.
Benny?
Oh, Bene.
I don't know.
It's Benny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I interviewed him a couple months ago, and I got
Why?
Really...
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I got really nervous about saying his name wrong, because I always screw up names.
No. It's Al Del Bene.
Del Bene.
Yeah.
Okay. Del Bene, like
yeah.
Benny.
Yeah, Benny.
Okay. Yep. So, how long have you known those guys?
Me, Al, and Dane started together. We started an improv group. He probably told you, Al and the Monkees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all started together. It's just, you know, I mean, the business takes a different path. I mean, back in the day, we did the group together. That kind of, Dane kind of got some heat on him. He wound up leaving the group, so the group ended. I went and did acting. Al went and did whatever. And then, you know, Dane went to New York. And then he went to L.A. I moved to New York. And then Al moved to New York a few years after that. And then, you know, it's just, you know... A little sidetracked, but it was actually really cool to be back together again on such a big tour.
Yeah.
You know, because we used to do gigs like this together.
You know? Right.
I mean, smaller than this. We used to show up at a bar, literally.
That's the kind of stuff
Alan
I do. Day,
we show up at a bar and literally there's like one tranny, like just a guy dressed with a wig in the front row of like a 99s in Billerica, Mass. And we'd go up and fucking make that fucking Sheehy laugh, you know? So it was actually cool to go up in front of all those. We performed in front of over 1 million people, dude.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. A lot of people, man. A lot of people came tonight from that show.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So it's...
I saw you guys 3 times on that tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went to the first show, the Albany show, and then the Boston show.
Oh, Boston.
It was cool seeing how everyone's material kind of progressed.
Yeah.
From like one of the first shows to one of the last shows.
Yeah.
So how do you adapt your material to playing an entire stadium?
Well, there's certain things you can do and there's certain things you can't do. You know what I mean? Thanks, brother. And, hey, do me a favor, Tommy.
Yeah.
Don't ever interrupt my fucking interview again.
You listen, I... Stop talking to me.
I was waiting. What if you just come over and just punch me in the face? You on those big shows, man, you gotta go out and perform.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be big. You gotta take your jokes and you gotta really sell them. I mean, you can do jokes, man. You can do word jokes, but you have to hit that shit. But you also gotta know it's in the round. So it's not like comics are used to work in front, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you gotta set up here, punch over to that side of the crowd, tag over there, and then switch it. They've gotten 3 jokes. They've gotten 2 jokes. They've
right.
gotten 1 joke. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to be conscious of that, but you can't think about it because if you think about it, you'll fuck up your lines.
Right. Just gotta make it natural.
You gotta be really in your brain. Like I've been waiting to do this my whole fucking life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To walk out in front of 19,000 people, and they're there to see somebody else, and you're the opening act. You know what I mean? That's why I give Al a lot of credit too, because at least they knew me a little bit from Torgasm.
Right.
And Al's not a fucking known comedian, dude.
Yeah.
He's starting to get headway. For him to go out and open that shit up every night and kill it, kill it every night, deserves a lot of credit.
Definitely, yeah. You know. Now, playing all these different size venues, what is your favorite one to do?
Shit, dude. You can't, I don't know, dude. I forget. I mean, if you asked me during the tour, I would have told you, but...
No, I mean...
this one tonight, dude.
No, I mean, like, do you like doing bar gigs? Do you like doing clubs? Do you like doing stadiums?
This show tonight... Dude, look, I had a show tonight. Where was that? Saratoga?
Yeah.
How many people were there?
16.
16 people, dude. Mm-hmm. It was a fucking blast. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then I come here, and it was a great crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got fans here that know me, people that brought other people to see me because they were fans.
Mm-hmm.
I got people that never saw me before that are now fans. But as long as they're listening, bro, as long as they came to see a show and have fun and I can go up and do my shit, that's the best show ever.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I don't give a fuck where it is. If it's in front of 19,000 people or 16 people in fucking Saratoga.
Yeah.
That show was great tonight. It's fun. You know, this was fucking great. So, It all depends on, you know, did I say something? I said a new line tonight. That's, okay, cool. I'm working. Mm-hmm. I'm not just,
yeah.
Look, man, I'm not just going up there saying the same shit every night, trying to kill and get people to like me. Because you know what that gets you? Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying, even if it's a new, like that line I said, where my, the gay guy never tried to, and one guy tried to have sex with me in a room full of mattresses, but it was my fault, and I wore chapstick, so it looked like I had, I was eating a lamb all day, listening. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, plus all that stuff right at the beginning, the sweater guy.
Yeah, that's
that was insane. That was really great.
Yeah. That was really fun. That's just fun shit.
Yeah.
That you, but I'll never say that again, mm-hmm. which is great. You'll never hear me say that again, which is awesome. So you guys have that. I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll think back to that.
Yeah. Maybe someday I'll put it into something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever do that?
Yeah, dude. Fucking, what you do is, as a comic, you have stories, and you try to describe it. Mm-hmm. So how do you describe something? I mean, when you try to describe me looking sexy to a gay guy as a young boy, you know, how do you describe wet lips?
Yeah.
You can say my lips were wet, or you can say it looked like I was eating lamb and listening. That's funnier.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely. Yeah.
So, you know, you never know where you're going to get that. I was eating lamb one day, and it looked gay. You know, I looked like a sexy gay guy trying to, what's up? So I was like, that's, you know, you never know when you're going to use that shit. Yeah.
So you recently bought the Twitter name Robert Kelly?
I didn't buy it.
You didn't?
The guy gave it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I offered him $100. And I think he thought I was going to give him like $1 million.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, how much? And I was like, $100. And he was like, fuck it. Just take it. But I sent him a bunch of CDs.
Okay.
I sent him my two CDs.
Yeah.
And then I sent them Mitch Hedberg's and Dane Cook's.
Okay.
Just to get the whole spectrum of funny.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's Dane, then there's me, then there's Mitch.
Yep.
So.
Did you ever perform with Mitch?
One time at the Comedy Cellar, he came in.
Yeah.
And I fucked up his credits and he got a little mad.
Guys, have a good night.
So I felt bad. Fuck.
So I guess just we'll wrap it up with.
What? Okay, go ahead.
If you want to keep going,
I'm kidding.
I can think of more.
No. It's cool. It's cool. Your girl, look at how bored she is.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe in you.
I think she does.
No, she actually told me.
Yeah.
See? That's to you. That's not even to me. I'm kidding. I don't think she liked me.
I think she did.
Did you have a good time?
I did.
Both times. Oh, shit.
Just before you take off, we'll hang out. I just
oh, thank you, brother.
Chat with you for 5 seconds.
You got it, man. You got it, brother. Cool. She's got a old, what is that? What is that?
Palm.
Rocking the fucking palm. Yeah. All right, so what's
not
up?
Not the only palm she's rocking.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
So I want to hear about Louis C.K.'s new show.
What the fuck is that? Louis C.K.'s new show, man. It's a weird thing. Louis is he's fucking insane, dude. He's just one of the funniest guys on the planet. And He's just, you know, he's really smart, man. He's just a smart fucking comic.
Yeah.
I don't really watch his comedy because I'm kind of like him, and I just don't want to emulate him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so funny, and I, you know, but this show is about, he got an opportunity where he said, look, don't pay me a lot of money. I don't want all the money, and then you're involved, FX.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a little money. And let me just do it. I'm going to write it. I want to film it. I'm going to direct it and edit it and just hand it to you. And you don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, all right, fuck it. Because it cost him it didn't cost him anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's such a big name.
He's banking on himself. He's betting that his show is going to be funny and a hit. And that if it is, then he'll get paid.
Yeah.
But it's no regulars. There's no, like, you know, blah, 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 this one and that one. I mean, it changes. He just writes it. Whatever the fuck he writes, he films. And it's shot on location in New York City, all over New York. And it's like a one-camera shoot. It's not a sitcom. Mm-hmm. It's more like a Larry David type shit.
Okay.
And I play his younger brother.
So are you in the show a lot?
I've been in the show, I've been in, I think, 3 episodes so far.
Okay.
But like I said, there's no regulars. I could never be in it again.
Yeah.
He might never write a thing for me again. He might just, you know what I mean? Seriously.
Yeah.
Depends, you know what I mean? I mean, I've been lucky. It's been really cool that he put me in a few of them so far. So it's, but it's great, man. It's right in New York. He's giving New York actors fucking paid work. And it's fucking funny, man. It's
I'm excited. I was a big fan of Lucky Louie.
Dude, this is funnier.
Yeah.
Because it's awkward. It's weirder. It's he gets the, you know, he's doing what he wants to do, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, it's funnier, man. There's some, the scene we did the other day is just so uncomfortable, funny. He's really uncomfortable, man. It's just like, we did a scene where we found out my mother's a lesbian. It's just like, what? And it really, I mean, it's just crazy, dude. He's really funny, man. So it's going to be a great show, FX.
You know, yeah.
In June, I think, or July. June, I think.
It's coming out soon.
It's coming out soon, man. It's going to be great. It's going to be really funny.
I'm excited.
And there's actually, you can go to YouTube, and there's a thing he actually filmed just for YouTube about the pilot.
Okay.
Which is funny.
Check that out.
Yeah, so that's coming out.
I guess just real quick, there was all these allegations that Dane Cook stole stuff from Louis C.K. Is there, like, any kind of animosity? Or?
Look at her. She's shaking her head like, who cares?
She listens to the show. She'll care.
Are you a fan of his show? She's the nicest. Where did you find her? She's so sweet. She wants nothing to do with this interview. You kind of drag her into it. She says, just leave me alone. I'm twitting right now. I have no fucking idea, dude. I could give a fuck.
All right,
you know
so
what I mean? Yeah. Dude, you know what, dude? Fucking, you know what, dude? I, fucking Christ, I really do that. I don't, dude, fucking work it out. I don't give a shit. You know, I've asked him. He said no. Louis, I like, Louis's one of my favorite people. Dane is one of my favorite people, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that shit's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit's dead. I mean, he's onto another album. Mm-hmm. Nobody said anything about that one.
Yeah.
So, fuck it. Exactly. You know what I mean? I mean, look, man, you might, did he steal a premise? It's a premise, you know, it's not a joke.
Right.
I mean, there's a joke, I mean, they say Carlos Mencia stole a joke from Bill Cosby. It's word for word.
Mm-hmm.
The joke about his son playing football. He doesn't have a son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, there's that, and then there's a premise of, you know, excuse me. Oh, I farted. Of babies' names. But, you know, if you look back, Steve Martin did the same joke like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I mean,
everyone does baby name jokes.
Yeah, I didn't.
No.
Nope. Okay. No, I don't want to be a fucking hack. So I have no fucking clue, dude. I mean, that's some dead shit. I'm just trying to fucking. Dude, I'm in a fucking. He's selling out arenas. I'm selling. Mm-hmm. I'm not even selling out a fucking hotel room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got fucking Tommy up my ass. Look at him. Would you rather look at that big guy? You want him fucking breathing down your neck?
He is my boss, so.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want him. So you know. You know he's a scary guy. Right? He showed up at the hotel this morning and fucking punched me right in the face.
Yeah?
Know? Yeah. He choked me. And then he hit my wife. I'm kidding.
We know you're kidding.
So, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Dude, anytime, brother.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Anytime. I'm sorry I didn't give you the big scoop on fucking Dane. It'd be great if I was just like, hey, fucking dude, let me tell you. What if I really revealed, like, I had, like, audio of Dane going, I did do it. You'd be, like, psyched, wouldn't you? Your fucking radio show would be the shit.
No, I'm a Dane Cook fan. I'd keep that under wraps.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure. No. All right. No, I have nothing for you. Well, dude, good, man. And send people to my website, robertkellylive.com.
Definitely. And twitter.com/robertkelly now.
What's that?
It's the... Twitter.com/
Robert Kelly. You're absolutely right. I got Robert, thanks to that English motherfucker.
That's right.
He gave it to me for fucking one of my shitty CDs. All right?
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much.
You got it.